Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
Fire in the streets. Seven protesters in the city last night before things turned violent. Protests across the city included one on the FDR, and everything started peacefully. One of the most violent protests, though, was in Union Square. Correspondent Shimon Prokopez was there when it got violent.
I see a bottle was just thrown at police. We're now on 12th Street and Broadway. We were at 13th Street, and there was a police van on fire, and then another police car, cruiser, caught fire, and police then moved into the area.
More than 20 police cars were set on fire, at least 120 people arrested. Several police officers were hurt. In Soho... That was the sound as looters broke into the North Face store, one of many hit when a crowd of several hundred people moved through the area, smashing windows and taking the merch. Police reportedly chased those looters, but there's no word of any arrests for looting. In a late-night news conference, Mayor de Blasio appealed for calm, and he said after spending a lot of time in Brooklyn and Manhattan, he had seen some outside agitators.
What I saw was some very, very systematic efforts by a very few people to create a negative atmosphere. And those people do not represent the values of New York City. And what they are doing is not going to help us move forward in New York City.
Now, as the protests continued over the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, there was a disturbing incident in Brooklyn. That was the sound as an NYPD SUV apparently rammed into a group of protesters in Brooklyn last night. Clip shows the SUV surrounded by the protesters, with them pushing against a metal barricade against the vehicle, then throwing bottles and traffic cones at it. Eventually, the driver rams into the barricade and the protesters. Mayor de Blasio's reaction?
I've seen that video, and I've obviously heard about a number of other incidents. It's inappropriate for protesters to surround a police vehicle and threaten police officers. That's wrong on its face, and that hasn't happened in the history of protest in this city. I've been watching protests for decades. People don't do that.
No immediate comment from the NYPD or any word on injuries. Also yesterday, a woman from the Catskills was charged with throwing a Molotov cocktail at an NYPD van in Brooklyn. She, her sister, and others are expected to face criminal charges in that incident. Now, many of the protests early in the day were peaceful, including one led by the Reverend Dal Sharpton at the scene of Eric Garner's death on Staten Island.
We wanted to come today and have a vigil with the mother of Eric Garner and his sister, because right at this spot is where we heard Eric Garner say, which 6 years later was said by George, "I can't breathe."
More than 500 people came out for that peaceful prayer vigil. There are also a number of protests in Newark and other New Jersey cities. Those remain peaceful as well. This is turning into a very dangerous time for reporters.
Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds, live in Brooklyn.
Darius? Okay.
That's our own reporter last night, just before he was attacked by protesters. He was going live describing people looting a liquor store when it happened.
When I first got hit, I knew I got hit hard. I didn't know how serious it was. I thought I sat down, but I have injuries to my hands, so it's apparent to me that, you know, I did come down hard on the pavement, but I came down on my butt, and I thought I was just going to sit there, regroup, and I had every intention to get up and continue working. And then I started feeling blood dripping down my face, and I saw blood on my clothes, and then I realized this is a little bit more serious.
He was taken to the hospital. He's now recovering from several stitches. Darius, a Navy veteran, says he's ready to go back out there and keep doing his job. He is one of about a half dozen reporters attacked by protesters across the country. Also last night, the NYPD detained and eventually released a Huffington Post reporter. help for the families of frontline workers. Governor Cuomo signed a bill granting death benefits to survivors of first responders and hospital workers who died of COVID-19 yesterday at his news conference in the Bronx.
We say to their families, we thank you. We grieve for your loss. And we will always be there for you the way you were there for us.
The bill gives families a larger benefit than the usual one for public workers who die in the line of duty. Dozens of frontline workers have died of the virus. In New Jersey yesterday, Governor Murphy signed an executive order allowing the resumption of child care, day camps, and organized sports in the coming weeks with new safety and health standards because of the virus. Child care can open June 15th, day camps July 6th. He'll also allow Rutgers football to resume workouts in late June.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.